I heard my bulldog bark. Was staggering in building lines, squabbling in the dark. Staggering to building lines. What do you think of that? You win all my money, dog. You spit in my Stetson hat. Stagger Lee went walking in the red hot brawling sun. Says, bring me my six shooter, Lord. I want my 41. Stagger Lee went walking through the mud and through the sand. Says, I feel mistreated this morning. I could kill most any man. Billy the Lions told Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. I got three helpless children, one poor pitiful wife. Don't care nothing about your children and nothing about your wife. You done mistreated me, Billy, and I'm bound to take your life. He shot him three times in the shoulder, Lord. Shot him three times in the side. Well, the last time he shot him caused Billy Lyons to die. Stagger Lee told Mrs. Billy, you don't believe your man is dead? Come on into the ballroom, see the hole I shot in his head. The high sheriff told the deputy, get your pistols and come with me. We got to go arrest the bad man known as Stagger Lee. The deputies took the pistols, they laid them on the shelf. If you want that bad man Stagger Lee, you have to arrest him yourself. The high sheriff asked the bartender, who can that bad man be? Speak softly, said the bartender, that bad man Stagger Lee. He touched old Stack on the shoulder, say, Stack, why do you run? I don't run, white folk, when I got my 41. The hangman put the mask on, tied his hands behind his back, sprung the trap on Stagger Lee, but his neck refused to crack. The hangman, he got frightened, said, Chief, you see how it be? I can't hang this man, Lord. You better set him free. $300 funeral, $1,000 hearse. Satisfaction undertaker put Stack on down in the earth. Stagger Lee, he told the devil, say, come on and have some fun. You stick me with your pitchfork and I'll shoot you with my 41. Stagger Lee took the pitchfork and he laid it on the shelf. He said, stand back, Tom Devil, Lord. I'm gonna rule hell by myself.
Do it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers show. And yes, a big block from the Ramones right there. Well, we started the whole thing off with Heat Miser still. And that was Elliott Smith's old band. So I went to Elliott Smith, Son of Sam. And we had a big block of Ramones. Susie is a Headbanger, Cretan Family, Cretan Hop, Street Fighting Man, Stones cover, of course. And I was just freaking out because, like, I took a bunch of pictures of the other band and went to post them all together like you can on Facebook. And I'm, like, really spazzy today. So I posted a picture, which I shouldn't have. It had a bunch of my personal information. So I was freaking out for about 10 minutes there trying to delete it.
I'm still exhausted.
It wouldn't delete on Facebook for some reason on this computer. I had to log out and get back in.
Just refresh.
Well, yeah. I don't know why it wasn't giving me that option.
I lost my wallet this week, so I don't feel
that's
bad for you.
That's a lot. That's a lot worse.
I'm only kidding.
That's a lot worse.
It's hot right now.
But when you're trying to do a radio show with a band something online at the same time, that's crazy. Yeah, when you lose your wallet, that's almost like
I was at a nervous break.
That's almost like your best friend just died.
That was like you putting your wallet on the internet, all that information up there.
It wasn't my wallet, but
it was like contents.
It was close enough.
I think the Boss Tones wrote a song about that.
Here's my social security number, everybody. Ready? Steal my identity. Go.
Where's my wallet?
Where's my wallet? Right.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. So, the band. You got everything together now, right?
Yeah, we're ready to rock it.
We have Pint Killers here. They're ready to go at you live. We'll get to introductions of individual bandmates in a little while. You want to just get into it? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to do it.
What's the first song, Mark?
The first song is going to be called Lights Out.
All right, everybody. Get ready. Get ready to rock. It's MFO, and this is live to you, Pint Killers. That one's called Lights Out, huh?
Yeah.
You got it.
Good stuff, man. It's fantastic. Now, you're Mark. Like we were talking earlier, we pretty much introduced you, Mark, the singer. Why don't you introduce the rest of the band?
Okay, on my right here is the other co-founder of the band, Bill Jollymore, on guitars and backing vocals. We got Dean on bass here and my longtime friend, Johnny Fencer, on drums.
Fantastic. How long have you guys been together?
When did we get together? September?
2 months.
Yeah. Really?
This is the first show we ever played right now.
No kidding.
We're playing a show later, but that's the first show we've ever played.
Oh, that's awesome. So obviously you don't have anything recorded yet?
We have 4 songs that's everywhere. Spotify, Pandora.
Oh, okay, great.
Anywhere there's music, iTunes. You can find iTunes. Just you name a music
site. Well, if you can leave me a CD, I can get it into the system today here.
I don't know if we have a CD. Do we have any CDs?
I don't have one with me, no.
I'll get you one, though.
I'll bring one to a radio station.
No problem.
Yeah. Yeah, give me a CD. That's the easiest method for me to get it in the system. And, until they tell me how to do MP3s. So.
I don't know how to do anything. I'm not technologically smart at all.
I'm pretty bad, too, but I can do some stuff, especially if you give me the old stuff, the old ways.
Yeah.
yes, it is Pint Killers. I'm loving it. Mark, what other bands were you? What are you most known for? Because we know you, but...
I started out doing a couple songs with the Pug Uglies with Johnny Fencer, the kid who's in Pine Killers, was on drums.
Right. Back in that kid over there
in 97. We did that. And, we did a lot of stuff. And then it was time for me to break off my own. I started Nowhere USA with my buddy Anthony. And we split up for a while. Then I started Dead Friends. And then he came, called me again. We started another band, Dot Rats. And then... he had a kid and bought a house, started a family, and he said, I'm taking a break. So I called up Bill and asked him to start this band up.
That's
and Johnny,
great.
Too, as well. Johnny lives like right around the corner from my house.
Well, you guys are sounding great, man. What's your next song?
This song is called Raise a Glass.
Okay, hit it.
Let's raise a glass to the ones we've lost! Raise a glass to our boys locked up! Raise a glass to the boys come home!
Hey, why don't you just keep going, man?
All right.
You guys sounding great.
We're going to do Around the Hood, boys, all right? Thank you very much.
Right. What was that one?
That was Around the Hood.
Nice.
All right, this is our last one we're going to do. This one's called The Devil and Me. You ready, Fencer?
Yep. One, two, three. It doesn't matter what you do, we'll see you in the end. Drinks go up, drinks go down, so do you and I. He says hello to fine young girls and then he says goodbye. A shot of whiskey, a pint of beer, an empty glass to shed a tear. A shot of whiskey, a pint of beer, another round, bring it here. I've done it once, I've done it twice, I know I'm not alone. It's been so long, I've been around, I never want to go home. I know I say just the one, but maybe I'll stick around. The more you drink, the better I look, at least that's what I found. Shot of whiskey, a pint of beer, an empty glass, who shed a tear. A shot of whiskey, a pint of beer, another round, bring it here.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Fantastic stuff, man.
Thank you very much.
Hey, why don't, we'll take a little break. I play one of your CDs, but we don't have it yet.
Sorry.
No problem. So we'll play something else and chat a little bit, okay?
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. We gotta plug that show for later, too, so that'd be
great.
Of
course, yeah, let's plug
it. It's a benefit, too, so. Yeah.
Plug everything you want, man.
Thank you very much.
There's no problem with that at all. That's one reason why, that's a big reason you're here, all right?
Thank you so much.
That's Pint Killers. Live on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We'll be back after these.
Good job. Fucking bad off.
Whoa.
You are more on potential H-bomb. I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
Don't you ever stop, I don't wanna stop. Get your car out of that can. Don't you ever stop, I don't wanna stop. Get your car out of that can. This awful place, got no merch and looks too. Must get up, along no shoes. With a man, a crazy cheek. Once a son, once a sleep. And the event of the M2, turn it out, the blue. Get you up, I get you out. But how long can you keep it up? Give me Honda, give me Sony. So cheap and real phony. Hong Kong dollar, Indian cents, English pounds, and Eskimo bread. I bet on my station, take my baby to sophistication. See in the eyes, she looks just nice. Better work hard, I see in the price. Never mind that, it's not for the bus. We have to work, you're one of us. Cross coast burn, the police at work. Finish dragging the hours. Wave of a goodbye to the boss. It's our profit, it's his loss. But anyway, a lunch bell ring. Take one hour to the yard. The dentist convention, telling mobs to shoot some lobs. See the rich don't get out of hand. Car in a bitch, fridge in a car. Cowboys doing TV land.
Somewhere out on this road. your senses strictly out of order and truly reserved for the upper class. Why don't you get bored, go back to school, and don't ask for any of this magnificence. But so
Magnificent Seven. I actually, I was going to do a block. I'll still play those other songs, though. I'm like, I'm putting a block up, then I'm like, oh, yeah, I still got to talk to Painkillers. But the other songs are so good, I'm going to just not play them. So we'll hear some more Clash after that. That song would have been your song, but no CDs today.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
We'll get them to you, though.
We are here with Painkillers. If you didn't hear them, you can check them out after the show. It will be up on the archives at WMFO.org. So that's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So what's up, guys?
So, after this, we have to get over to Great Scott's. We're playing the 8th annual Ronnie Holbrook benefit. He's a friend of mine. He's the drummer for the Welch Boys.
Oh, nice.
He passed away years ago. And ever since then, they've been
sorry about that.
Ever since then, they've been doing, a benefit for his family. Or at first, it was for his family. Then after that, they just started doing charities, like for homeless people. This year, it's for people with for a rehab to help people get over their addictions and stuff.
Mm.
And that's why, me personally, I played every single year. And the reason why I play every year, they even asked me before we even release songs to play, is because they know I believe in what they do, and I want to try to help people. You know, if I'm not going to make money doing this, I want to try to help people. Seriously.
That's a good way to be.
And all the proceeds go to his mansion?
Yes,
in New Hampshire.
Mansion in New Hampshire. It's a rehab facility.
That's mm-hmm. what it's called, his mansion.
And it's a great lineup. Let's see, we're playing, the Sprained Ankles are playing, the Welch Boys, obviously, the Warning Shots, Jason Bennett and the Resistance, Lenny Lashley's Gang of One, Being Down Booze Hounds, and us.
Is that sold out, or can we still get in at the door?
I don't know. Do you know?
I haven't seen anybody post anything about
because
it.
Because it sounds like such a great lineup.
It
you
is.
Know? If there are often tickets in advance, it could be sold out.
Yeah, there were tickets sold in advance. I don't know how that went
right.
with that. You know?
So check that out online. What is the event called?
It's called the Welch Boys Annual Benefit. It's all over Facebook.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
Great Scott and Alston.
It's at Great Scott and Alston, too. I forgot to say that, too.
Okay. Everyone check that out. And,
Painkillers are going on at, what, 9:20 are we? 9-ish? Something
We're going like 9:15, I believe.
I think
down
so.
At Great Scott and Alston, right? Tonight.
Yes.
Great lineup of bands. Is Panzer Bastard playing as well?
No, Sprained Ankles is playing instead.
Oh, okay.
They had to drop off.
Sprained Ankles. Oh, that's,
Andrew's band. And,
I know the other guys.
The bass player.
I know Rick Sanger.
I have post-concussion syndrome, so I really.
I barely
remember my own name.
There's Esposito, and right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and Rick Sanger is the drummer. They're Tsunami.
Oh, Henry's the bassist. What am I talking about? I've known Henry for like 25 years.
Tsunami of Sound, I'm thinking of.
Fence is laughing at me.
Tsunami of Sound is.
I forget the dude's name.
Well, the drummer for Tsunami of Sound, his band is Sprained Ankles. It's the same drummer, I think.
Yeah, they recorded at Galaxy Park because I've seen their albums hanging at Galaxy Park before.
Right.
So
okay,
looking forward to hearing them.
Very cool. What else is going on?
So when's that next show? We're playing next month too, right, Bill?
In
New Hampshire?
Yeah, March 18th. I think it's at the Thirsty Turtle.
Yes,
in
it is.
In Nashua, New Hampshire.
And we're playing with the Warning Shots on that as well. And honestly, I don't remember who else.
Bar Fight Champs, and I think there's another local.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bar Fight Champs. Jesus, man. I really do have post-concussion syndrome. I don't remember anything. I woke up today. I was like, wow, I got a show today. I was surprised. Well, I was surprised I remembered that.
You sing fabulously, so.
Thank you.
No problem. So you do have some stuff recorded? Can people get that?
Well, that's all our tunes are on literally any music website you could find. iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Reverb Nation. I mean, anything you can imagine, it's on there. There's four songs out right now. Our next move is after we play the show in New Hampshire, we're gonna write another six or eight songs or something, and then we'll want to record an album. And then, so see what we can do, do some damage.
Sounds great.
Hopefully.
Then be back here promoing it again.
You're very welcome. Just let me know, Dean.
Absolutely.
What band are you in, Dean? I know you were here with Eric Russell. What band was that? I forget.
That was the Ungraded.
Okay, the Ungraded, yeah. We have your album up here.
Yeah,
right,
you do.
Right.
Red vinyl album.
Yeah,
I'll do some shameless plugging as well. The Ungraded is playing a scattered show tomorrow at the Midway.
Nice.
How dare you?
I know.
No, I'm not a slut.
Wicked slut.
Well, you're not playing opposite them.
No,
so that's fine.
I just like to.
No, that's funny.
It is funny.
Throw jabs at them when I can.
It is funny. And we'll play some Ungraded later, too.
All right. Awesome. Yeah.
Nice. Anything else you need to tell me?
What's up? What do you got, Bill?
I'm actually in another band called Geneva, and we're playing next Saturday.
Geneva?
Geneva.
Oh, I thought you had a convention or something.
Yeah. I do. So Geneva's playing next Saturday night at Firehouse 13 in Providence, Rhode Island. We're playing with Scissor Fight, Red Mantis, and Super Limits.
Oh, sweet. That's a great bill.
That's
someone's going to get punched in the face at that show.
Probably me.
Someone's going to get a punch. Yeah.
Dowd's over there shaking his head like he's like, I'm the one who's going to do it, too.
Mike's going to be there.
I know Dowd will be there. Are you kidding me? Dowd just said, is this, if I wear this Slapshot shirt, does this go against like etiquette because you're the Pint Killers, like,
right.
Slapshot, Choke has a drink, and I think ever. If he did, it was like last time he was like 15 or something.
Uh-huh.
So he's basically straight edge. And he's like, can I wear this to the Pint Killer show? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I don't know how Choke's going to feel about that. But
What's it say on it?
He has a Slapshot, the hardcore band Slapshot.
Right.
They don't drink.
Oh.
And our band's called Pint Killers.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't drink anymore, but. I can tell you some people in this band make up for it, though.
Yeah, right.
and roadie.
It doesn't. It doesn't like say that you guys are promoting being alcoholics.
No, it's just honestly, like when I sit down with Bill, like all the bands I've been in before, basically we're all hardcore bands, and I had so much anger of my childhood and everything, and every time I was with a band, I was like, we're writing a song about this story that happened to me. They were all true stories. There's a lot of violence in a lot of the songs that I used to sing. But when me and Bill sat down for this band, I said, dude, I want to go in a different direction with this band. I want to sound different. No more hardcore, no more like swears, none of that stuff.
Right.
It's
still pretty hard.
I mean, no, it is. I'm not, we're not pushing daisies around or anything. But what I'm saying is I just didn't want to get into the, everyone knows all my past. It's been out there, it's done, all the drugs and stuff. I haven't drank in over a year and a half, but I have plenty of stories of drinking, so we can keep writing songs about drinking. So if anyone ever questions me about it, I'll be like, shut up. I drank for 30 years.
Yeah, I know how tough that is. So
yeah, it's hot. I mean, I didn't do it with AA or anything. I had a love affair with Jack Daniels for like 9 years.
Mine was Bacardi.
And I ended up in the hospital, and they said, if you keep drinking, you're going to die in 6 months. And I go, dude, what if I go back to beer? They go, that's a typical alcoholic answer. No, don't. You drank enough.
Dude, I was in the same boat. I was in the hospital with pancreatitis.
Yeah, that's what it was for me. Yeah. I had a fatty liver. My stomach was destroyed. My pancreas was ready to explode.
And esophagus, too.
It was brutal. I couldn't hold anything down. And then when I got out of the hospital, I said, never again. I'm never drinking again. Yeah. I haven't. It's been almost a year and a half.
Your story sounds close to mine. Now I'll have like a beer once a week.
See, I can't have one beer. One beer is too many. 50 is not enough.
You know what? It used to be, but I got on some medication that I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Actually. So, yeah, I like medication.
I like that, and I also like marijuana, too. So.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
I got crazy pills, so everybody's safe. We're good. I'm on plenty of medication.
Dude, we're more alike than you know, right?
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Ah, let's start that band.
A Toy Story cover band? Let's do that.
About that.
All right. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. These are the just Pint Killers. I made the mistake of putting the Pint Killers in.
We should just add it in there.
Eh, whatever.
Whatever.
We've been called worse. So
no. Someone called us Mark Daugherty and the Pink Killers.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
seriously,
that one.
I'm not kidding. It was listed Mark Daugherty and the Pink Killers. I don't know what that means.
You should copy.
If you wear pink, we're going to kill you. I don't know.
You should copy the Talking Heads and put out an album. The name of the band is Pint Killers. That's what Talking Heads did.
Just so everybody knows for sure.
That's what they did.
All right, no more confusion. This is what it is. Yes.
I got in contact with one of my friends today, and I said, I'm in a new band called the Pint Killers, and he said, oh, the Pipe Killers? I went,
Pipe Killers.
Why can't we get this simple name right, everybody?
and he even said the Pint Killers. It's no the pint in killer. Your name.
Listen, okay. Dude, you're in the band. Pint you're killers. Fired.
Well, it's all great. If you have nothing, I mean, do you want...
No, we're good, man. I just want to say I really appreciate you having us on. This was our first actual gig before our real first gig, and we really appreciate you having us.
This is the warm-up.
Yeah, our warm-up for the show tonight, and I really appreciate
it. This is the warm-up, and you're going to catch a lot more of them. How long are they giving you tonight?
We get a half hour.
You'll hear a half hour of that at 9 o'clock and see them, and they're very, very pretty. No.
I don't know about
what do you mean, no?
Fencer's like a model over there, so.
Why won't he talk on the air?
I don't know what's up with that.
He's shy, unless he got Jack Daniels or whiskey or something.
He's behind his drums.
He's over there doing sign language for us. It's all good.
Oh, we got a phone call. Here we go.
That's not the way
I answer the phone. MFO, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, I just want to say the band Pipe Killers sounds like people I would get along with quite well. We should have them play with three Jesuses in Christ someday.
this is Papa Joe DiMaggio. He's in some movie I'm in, and we play... you don't even want to hear that. We're in a fictional band.
I've been in a couple commercials and movies myself. I know it is. Yeah. Hey, whatever, dude. We can smoke a bone. I'll talk to you later, all right, buddy?
Thanks, Joe, all right? We'll talk to you later.
I'll be talking to you later on. I got to get ready for tonight.
Right.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much. Thank you as well. Cool.
We'll do handshakes later. We don't need to do that on air. But thank you. And see, I want to go into one of your songs now, but
it's all good.
Well, you just play. I mean, we only have the four songs that we just played.
Yeah. So we would have heard them again anyway.
Okay. But you're on for a half hour tonight. Yeah, so we're going to play. You must extend them.
We'll play eight songs tonight. Yeah.
What, the same four over again?
Those four. We're going to play those four times two. Just to make sure everyone gets the words right the second time around. You know what I mean?
One more time! No, you have other songs.
Yeah, we do.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. See you again in a few months, I guess.
Yes,
huh?
Definitely. Absolutely. Anytime you want us to come down, we'll play. Definitely.
I say like once every 6 months.
Awesome.
Go. Sound good?
You got it.
You got
all right.
It.
Here we go. Thanks a lot. Pint Killers, 91.5 MFO.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Trying to concentrate, so stop yakking!